वंस मोर, हरे कृष्णा
हरे
कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की। डियर डिवोटीज, ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स, यंग एंड ओल्ड, एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम हियर इन श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर। I remember one happening took place here in Bombay. It was the last year when of His Divine Grace on this planet. Same year, He went back home, back to Godhead. So, He gave me the opportunity to serve Him as His personal servant. Though I was not qualified, but this was His causeless mercy that He let me serve Him. So I was here downtown Bombay in the taxi doing some shopping. So by His grace, by the grace of His divine grace, the taxi driver, I asked him, "Bolo Hare Krishna." Maine usko kaha Hare Krishna bolne ke liye. I asked him to chant Hare Krishna. So this guy, he won't say Hare Krishna. So I was sitting in the back. Malika, Hare Krishna bolo. I am little stubborn in this. He was also stubborn, you know. So I said, let's see who's successful today. I said, bolo Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna kya nahi bolta? I was stressing on this point, you know. So this guy, he's, you know, taxi driver. So I kept on saying, and this guy, you know, driving the taxi, in the end he fed up, you know, of my this. And repeatedly saying, chant Hare Krishna. He looked in the back, he said, why I will chant Hare Krishna, I am Muslim. So I told this happening to Prabhupada. You know what Prabhupada said? He said, this is the preaching. He was very pleased. So, gist of this Hare Krishna movement is to chant Hare Krishna. Sankirtan, you know. So, it's very, very important how much we can chant. I remember another happening in Bombay Old Temple. It was in 74. So, Old Temple, this new temple was not there. That Juhu Beach Temple. And it was about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I was chanting in the temple room. One my god brother came. He said, you haven't finished your round? I said, I finished my round, but I'm chanting little more. But Prabhupada said, we should not chant more than 16 rounds. That god brother is still alive. I won't mention his name. So I was, you know, struck with wonder. I said, so I didn't say anything to him. I was just a new devotee. He was senior to me. And let me tell you, devotees, it was so easy to approach Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very, very easy to approach. He was not difficult, you know, or making difficulty. But he's such an, what you call, great devotee, such a great Vaishnava, but wonderful in Vaishnava qualities. So I went to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, yes. Generally, I used to talk to him in Hindi. I said, Prabhupada, you said that we should not chant more than 16 rounds? Who said this? I said, one devotee, Prabhupada. I don't know whether he said he's a rascal or something like that, he said. I said, what are the 16 rounds? We should chant 24 hours. These are his words, you know. We should chant 24 hours. What are the 16 rounds? Are minimum. So devotees, the gist of this Hare Krishna movement is chanting all the time. You know, our minds are very fickle. It doesn't matter mind in a man's body or a woman's body. Very, very fickle. And Prabhupada was so serious and great devotee of Krishna. He wanted to help everybody. Whatever he used to say, it has some meaning. So by Prabhupada's mercy, you know, This is all His mercy. Don't misunderstand. I have devised one mantra. I hope you will also like. Still today, nobody has opposed this mantra. I hope the devotees of Juhu Chupati temple will also like. It's also Juhu Chupati, only Chupati. Girgaon Chupati. The mantra, will you please repeat after me? It's in Hindi first, then for English speaking, I can translate. Maleen man ki har baat bekar hai. Understood the meaning? Meaning is, whatever this dirty mind is saying is useless. Nikal bos mein se. Green diary mein se. But Prabhupada said. Whatever a dirty mind is saying is useless. And in different degrees, we are all on mental plane. Am I right or wrong? Nikal bos mein se. Maleen man ki har baat bikar hai. So then, how I will be able to control this dirty and filthy and obstinate mind? How I will be able to control this fickle mind? How I can control this mind? Who can tell? Raise your hand. Nobody knows. Hari naam hi saar hai. Essence is the holy name. And on what basis? Hari naam is the essence. Mahaprabhu aadhaar hai. Lord Chaitanya is the basis of the holy name. What Lord Chaitanya said? Naam gaane sadaruchi, kirtaniye sadahari. Lord saying all the time you chant Hare Krishna. All the time perform the holy kirtan, you know. Naam gaane sada. Sada means 24 hours. Kirtaniye sada. Sada is also 24 hours. It's not that one devotee has chanted 16 rounds and next day is looking for something. He says, Prabhu, what are you looking for? I lost my beat somewhere. I don't know. Where are my beats, you know? We should chant 24 hours because it's a very, very serious situation, you know. And Prabhupada was a very, very serious devotee. He was a pure devotee, transcendental personality, Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. And by His grace, we also have to elevate ourselves. So, you like this mantra or not? Maleen man ki har baat bikar, remember this. And everything else is in the Shastra, you know. Whatever our dirty mind is saying, is very dangerous. What are you doing? I told him to take something else. So, it's one very nice quote from Nectar of Devotion. Please keep on repeating Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. It's from the Nectar of Devotion. A person who is not in Krishna consciousness has no good qualities. He may be highly educated from the academic point of view, but in the actual field of his activities, he can be seen to be lesser than the animals. Even though a person is highly educated academically, if he cannot go beyond the sphere of mental activities, then he is sure to perform only material activities. If we cannot go beyond the sphere of mental activities, then what we are doing? Performing some material activities. See what Prabhupada is saying further. and thus remain impure. We will remain impure. Therefore, so many persons in the modern world who have been highly educated in the materialistic universities, but it is seen that they cannot take up the movement of Krishna consciousness and develop the high qualities of the demigods. So, the purpose of life, Prabhupada used to say, Shuddhena Satta, to purify our existence. Because we have to meet all pure personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Everybody can hear me when I'm a little louder. We have to meet Krishna. We are Krishna's part and parcel. We are not from here. But I like this material world. But this is a hopeless place. As it is said by our grand spiritual master, Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj Prabhupada, that this material world is not a place for a gentleman to live. Prabhupada once mentioned, can you imagine if you are put among the criminals, how it is? Sometimes criminals, they kill each other. And we are all criminals in different degrees. Am I right or wrong? We are criminals. Everybody is not saying, some are saying, right. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
We are all criminals. And it's Gopinath's causeless mercy. He has sent his pure devotee to save the humanity from going to hell. This is the mercy of Radha Gopinath. Prabhupada is not an ordinary devotee. Devotees, all the devotees, with due respect to them. But Prabhupada is very special devotee. Why? Because he fulfilled the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya. What was the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya? Prithivityacho yatra nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoi vamuranam. In all the towns and villages of the world, my name will be preached. And who made it true? Prabhupada. Why? Because he is a pure devotee. Like Krishna is talking to Arjun. Arjun, bhaktosi sakha cheti rahasya midam uttamam. You are my friend and devotee. That why I am disclosing this most confidential knowledge to you. Krishna doesn't disclose confidential knowledge and doesn't take anybody in his service unless he is pure. Keep in mind. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All of you have just no breakfast. I didn't take my breakfast. What's going on here? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaivanarotmam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam mudiryet. Nashta praishu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevya bhagavati uttam shaloke bhaktir bhakti neshtaki. Before citing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God at Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadev, the author, unto Srila Shukadev Goswami Maharaj, a great reciter, and unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Before I go further, you know why we should chant louder? You know that? Why? Because these are transcendental vibrations. And your Bombay is specially filled with all, you know, dirty vibrations. Because this film industry is spoiling the, not whole India, but the whole world. Film industry is taking everybody to hell. There is a Hollywood there and they made Bollywood here. What is this nonsense? Eh? Hollywood is taking everybody to hell and the Bollywood is also trying to do the same thing. So, this Hare Krishna mantra, louder chanting, Sankirtan, will save you, know. Otherwise, very dangerous. Let me tell you a little happening. In 1975, took place in Hyderabad. His Divine Grace came there with his followers from the West and performed the Harinam Sankirtan. There was a drought in Hyderabad. For 5 years, there was no rain. As soon as His Divine Grace came with his followers and they had the Kirtan in Hyderabad, what happened? Rain came, rainfall. There was a headline in the newspaper, Hare Krishna brought rain in Hyderabad. Chela Prabhupada ki? So Prabhupada was giving a pandal program and so many people were there. And now after giving the lecture, Prabhupada is going to his car. And that time, our god brother Shruti Kirti was Prabhupada's servant. So, when Prabhupada was going to the car and I was shouting, Shila Prabhupada ki? The response is not good. Shila Prabhupada ki? So everybody was responding, you know. Like second time you responded. Louder. And now it became difficult for Prabhupada to get in the car. Everybody is excited and everybody is, you know, so much enthusiastic by having a transcendental darshan of Srila Prabhupada. And my god brother Shruti Kirti, you know, he became a little upset, you know. So he pushed me like this. That why I am shouting louder, you know. And see our super Gurudev Srila Prabhupada immediately noticed that. So why you are stopping him? Prabhupada, you know, chastise him. When Prabhupada chastised him, I was already louder. I became more louder. Srila Prabhupada ki? So when he pushed me like this, I was just neophyte, you know. I'm still neophyte, little devotee. So I was afraid. I might have done something. But Prabhupada immediately noticed. So why you are pushing him? So we should chant louder, you know. Prabhupada also testified. And this will purify our consciousness. Time is very short. Long way to go. And we have to return back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So please repeat. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Text 44. Shri Pitra Ucho. The inhabitants of Pitraloka said, Shraddhani, the performances of the Shraddha ceremony, offering of food grains to dead forefathers by a particular process. Na abar adi bhuvaje enjoyed. Prasabham by force. Tanuje by our sons and grandsons. Dattani offered. Tirtha samye, at the time of bathing in the holy places. Api, even. Api bhat, drank. Tila ambu, offerings of water with sesame seeds. Tasya, of the demons. Udharat, from the abdomen. Nakha, Pradirana, pierced by the nails of the hand. Vapat, the skin of the intestines, of which Ya, he who, the personality of Godhead. Arachat, obtain. Tasmai, unto him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nama, respectful obeisances. Nirahare, who has appeared as half lion and a half man. Narhari, Akhila, universal. Dharma, religious principles. Gopatre, who maintains. Please repeat. Shri Pitra Uchu Shraddhani no Adhi Bhubhaje. Prasabham Tanuje Dattani Tita Samye Api Api Bhattilambhu Tasyo Dharanam Nakha Nidrana Bapat Ya Arachat. Tasmai Namo Narahare Akhila Dharma Gopatre. The inhabitants of Pitraloka prayed. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrsingadev, the maintainer of the religious principles of the universe. He has killed Hiranyakashipu, the demon who by force enjoyed all the offerings of the Shraddha ceremonies performed by our sons and grandsons on the universes of our death, and who drank the water with sesame seeds offered in holy places of pilgrimage. By killing this demon, O Lord, you have taken back all this stolen property from his abdomen by piercing it with your nails. We therefore wish to offer our respectful obeisances unto you. बोलो नृसिंहदेव भगवान की जय. बोलो प्रहलाद महाराज की. पोर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद. इट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ ऑल हाउस होल्डर्स टू ऑफर फूड ग्रेन्स टू ऑल देयर डिपार्टेड फोर फादर्स. कीप इन माइंड, इट्स वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. ऑल द हाउस होल्डर्स मस्ट ऑफर फूड ग्रेन्स टू देयर डिपार्टेड फोर फादर्स. But during the time of Hiranyakashipu, this process was stopped. No one would offer Shraddha oblations of food grains to the forefathers with great respect. Thus, when there is a demoniac rule, everything concerning the Vedic principle is turned upside down. Devotees, before you ask me the question, I will ask you the question first. What kind of rule we have here in India and in all over the world? Quick answer. Is it a good rule? Huh? Why you people are you afraid? Are you afraid? What kind of rule we have now here in India? Demoniac rule. They're all demons. You know that? Why you cannot say? Devotee should be fearless, like Prabhupada was fearless. We are follower of Prabhupada. By his mercy we should become fearless. There is saying in Hindi, zulm karna paap hai, zulm ko sehna maha paap hai. These demonic leaders committing crimes. And if we are tolerating, we are committing a greater crime. Greater sin we are committing. We must oppose these sinful demons. Many ladies are sitting here. Ladies always sports ladies. But they should not sport something if it's something wrong. You know that who was Indira Gandhi? You know that? Anybody knows? Who knows? Raise your hand. When Indira Gandhi was rolling up, Matajis were very, you know, Indira Gandhi is the prime minister, you know. They were coming because Indira Gandhi is the prime minister. You know, anybody knows who was Indira Gandhi? Nobody knows. Huh? Yeah, who was she? Prime Minister of India. That we also, I also know that. But who she was, you don't know. She was Muslim. She was Muslim. Her name was Mamun Begum. No, she cheated the whole India. Okay, note down. Nehrufamily.com. Note down the one website. Nehrufamily.com. She was Muslim. Born of a Muslim person. What was her father's name? Muhammad Yunus, something like that. Her mother had a relation with this Muslim chap. She was born of Muslim. And she spoiled this India. When I met Prabhupada, little bit before, but this was first meeting up with me, Prabhupada, I was massaging him. So I passed some comments about Nehru. And Prabhupada told me so many things about Nehru, which I cannot even tell you. You won't believe even what this Nehru was doing. Everybody knows that he was atheist, non-believer of God. And he died with a syphilis disease. He had a relationship with so many women. He had a relation with the Lord Mountbatten's wife. It came in the papers. Huh? He had a relation with so many women. And he was the prime minister of this country. And Prabhupada told me that he ruined this country, actually. This great country of Krishna and Rama and Lord Chaitanya, he is ruined because of his, you know, he was atheist, non-believer. So here, Prabhupada is saying in the purport that thus, when there is a demoniac rule, everything concerning the Vedic principles is turned upside down. The demoniac people, these rulers, they didn't believe in God. There is no God. No God, and then they see God in the form of a death. Mrityu sarvas harasyam. Krishna says that I come as a death and take away everything. So when one is not believing in God, in Krishna, like Hiranyakashipu was also doing the same thing. He was a demon. And he was taking even the offerings to the devas, to the demigods, to himself. Now, the inhabitants of Pitraloka, they are glorifying Lord Nrisimhadev. Because Lord Nrisimhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, killed this demon Hiranyakashipu, who has, you know, terrified the whole world. Everybody was suffering and everybody was unhappy. Even he was trying to kill his own son. But his own son was a devotee. Rakhe Krishna mare ke. Mare Krishna rakhe ke. Anyone who is protected by Krishna, who can kill him? We need the protection of Krishna. But I have taken the protection of my wife, my husband, my bank balance, my this, my that. Nobody can protect us. How many people were protecting Indira Gandhi? Biggest security in India is the security of Prime Minister. 3,000 security men. And security men killed her because she didn't have the protection of Krishna. She was killed in a very bad way. This person made sure she won't survive. She shot the 35 bullets to Indira Gandhi. Make sure she is dead. This is her bad karma. And see how her sons died? How Sanjay Gandhi died? How the Rajiv Gandhi died? This is karma. As you sow, so shall you reap. We must not forget this. Gahana karmano gati. Laws of karma is very stringent. Very stringent. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we must behave ourselves. Devotees, this time is a very crucial time we are passing through. All over the world, these rulers are demoniac. Prabhupada is talking about Johnson. What Johnson was doing? Prabhupada, when he went, I think Johnson was the president of U.S. Then the Richard Nixon, U.S. Richard Nixon, there was Watergate, you know, scandal. They're all demons. So, I say repeatedly by Prabhupada's mercy, by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, that Prabhupada is the savior of the whole world. On what basis I say? If we follow Srila Prabhupada and his guideline, definitely this world can be saved. And if you won't follow him, if I follow my own mind, then I'm definitely going to go to hell. I cannot be saved. Prabhupada, beyond any doubt, he is an empowered incarnation. And the guideline which he has given can save us. Provided me, you, he, she, we follow that. If we don't follow, then we cannot be saved. We cannot be saved. And we will end up in the hell. And you know, how much suffering is there in the hell? We have no idea. There's a great suffering. So, now, question might have arise in the mind of many of you, or some of you, or maybe none of you. Possible. All the possibilities are there. So, Prabhupada has given us the answer. How the world can be saved. I am reading this Prabhupada quote in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Make note. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 17, verse 141. CC, Adi Leela, chapter 17, verse 141. What Prabhupada is saying here? The Qazi's order not to perform Sankirtan could stand only as long as there was no civil disobedience. I will just give you the little background. Verse is not written, but this is Prabhupada's purpose is written only here. verse is like this. Kirtanera dhvani te kaji lukai le ghare tarjan garjan shuni na haya bahire. The loud sound of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra certainly made the Qazi very much afraid, and he hid himself within his room. Hearing the people thus protesting, murmuring in great anger, the Qazi would not come out of his home. Now the purport by his divine grace. The Qazi's order not to perform Sankirtan could stand only as long as there was no civil disobedience under the leadership of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The chanters, increasing in number, disobeyed the order of the Qazi. Thousands assembled together and formed parties, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and making a tumultuous sound of protest. Thus the Qazi was very much afraid, as naturally one should be under such circumstances. Now what Prabhupada is saying further, please, all the wonderful devotees here in Chupati, listen carefully. In the present day also, people all over the world may join together in the Krishna consciousness movement and protest against the present degraded governments. Prabhupada is saying this. About 33 years back, Prabhupada said this. And nobody is protesting. Prabhupada is specially ordering us, all of us. Of the world's godless societies, which are based on all kinds of sinful activities. Srimad Bhagavatam states that in the age of Kali, thieves, rogues and fourth class people who have neither education nor culture kept the seats of governments to exploit the citizens. This is what's happening in India, what's happening in the whole world. They will ruin the India. Actually, if India is ruined, then you should conclude the whole world will be finished. Because India is supposed to lead the whole world. This word the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Bold Lord Chaitanya said, Bharat Bhumi Te Manushya Janma Hoile Yaar, Janam Sarthak Karo Kari Parupakar. Am I right or wrong? No? Why you take so long to reply? Lord is saying, those who are born in India, those who are born in this land of Bharatvarsh, they should perfect their lives parupakar by preaching, by telling others about Krishna. So, rogues and thieves are all over the world, and India need to be freed from rogues and thieves. Prabhupada is giving complete guidance. Only there is need for me, you, she, he, she to follow that. And definitely by Prabhupada's mercy, result will be there. And if you are pessimistic, then I will also read one Prabhupada's quote. What Prabhupada is saying. Nor culture kept the seats of governments to exploit the citizens. This is a symptom of Kali Yuga. That has already appeared. People cannot feel secure about their lives and property. Yet the so-called governments continue, and government ministers get fat salaries, although they are unable to do anything good for society. The only remedy for such conditions is to enhance the Sankirtan movement under the banner of Krishna consciousness and protest against the sinful activities of all the world's governments. All the world's governments, Prabhupada is saying, but you are in India, you must protest against these sinful people. If we are not protesting, what will happen? Then I am also sinful because I am not opposing the sinful people. Example is given in the chapter 11, verse 49 of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada is talking about when Arjun was reluctant to fight with grandfather Bhishma and his teacher Dronacharya. So Arjun said, how I can fight with them? They are my worshipable. So, but Lord said, Arjun, when your wife Draupadi was being disrobed by the sons of Dhritarashtra, they were both sitting there. They were both there. And they didn't do anything. Negligence of duty killed both of them. Bhishma Pitama was also killed. And Dronacharya was also killed. Negligence of duty should not be there on my part, your part, his part and her part. It doesn't matter. Anyone who is negligent of his duty, he has to pay the big price. Bhishma Pitama is one of the Mahajan. Even he has to die. He made mistake there also. So, note down 11:49 Bhagavad Gita, the purport what Prabhupada is saying, what I just said. The Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentimental religious movement. It's not a sentimental religious movement. It is a movement for the reformation of all the anomalies of human societies. All the anomalies of human societies can be reformed with this Krishna consciousness. If people take to it seriously, discharging this duty scientifically as ordered by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the world will see peace and prosperity instead of being confused and hopeless under useless governments. If we won't behave ourselves, me, you, he, she, we may live, but our next generation won't be able to live. They won't be able to live. Demons will kill them, either force them to accept their, you know, so-called religion. Prabhupada has warned us 33 years back. There are always rogues and thieves in the human society. And as soon as weak government is unable to execute its duties, these rogues and thieves come out to do their business. Thus the entire society becomes a hell unfit for gentlemen to live. Entire society becomes unfit, a hell for gentlemen to live. There is an immediate need for a good government, a government by the people with Krishna consciousness. We need rulers like Maharaja Parikshit, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Bharat. This Bharat was named after Maharaja Bharat. Bharat. We need these kind of rulers. These demonic rulers, those who don't believe in God, don't believe in Krishna, they're just plundering the riches and cheating the people, sending the money to Swiss banks, and then they die like a dog and leave the whole money of the country in the Swiss banks. And the Swiss governments enjoy that. Am I right or wrong? Wrong or right? Wrong? No. Right? Why don't you say louder, you know? There is an immediate need for a government by the people with Krishna consciousness. Unless the masses of people become Krishna consciousness, they cannot be good men. The Krishna consciousness movement that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra still has its potency. Still potency is there. Don't think potency is not there. Therefore, people should understand it seriously and scientifically and spread it all over the world. So, you know, devotees are generally pessimistic. I'm sorry to say. They say, oh, how you will be able to get rid of these demons? They're very powerful. And to capture the government, lots of money is required. So many things they say. But see what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada has answered this question also. So, our this moment is based on practical activity. Prabhupada is saying. Our this moment is based on practical activities. Whatever talent you have got, whatever little strength you have got, education you have got, you haven't got to learn anything. Whatever you have got, in whatever position you are, you can serve Krishna. Not that you have to learn something first and then you can serve. Listen carefully. No, the service itself is learning. Service itself is learning. The more you try to render service, the more you become advanced. How to experience? You become advanced. How to become experienced servants? We don't require any extra intelligence, Srila Prabhupada is saying. Otherwise, the example is Gaja Yuthupaya, the elephant, the king of the elephants. He is satisfied. He is an animal. He is not a Brahman. He is not a Vedantist, maybe very big fatty animal. But after all, he is an animal. Hanuman was animal. There are many such things. Jatayu was a bird. Listen carefully about Jatayu. So how they satisfied? The Jatayu fought with the Ravana. Yesterday you saw Ravana was kidnapped. Sita Devi and Jatayu the bird, he was going flying. Ravana knew how to fly without machine. He was very, very materially powerful. So the Jatayu attacked him on the sky. Who are you? You are taking away Sita? I shall fight you. So Ravana was very powerful. He was defeated, Jatayu. But he fought. Jatayu was defeated, but he fought, Prabhupada is saying. That in his service, that is his service. Never mind defeated. Similarly, we have to fight those who are opposing Krishna consciousness movement. We have to fight with them to our best capacity. Never mind if we are defeated. That is also service. Krishna conscious. Krishna sees the service. Defeated or victorious depend on Krishna. But fighting must be there. These are the instructions of Prabhupada. Karmanyevadhikaraste mahafaleshu kadachana. You may be pessimistic. You may be thinking, oh, if we oppose this rascal demons, we may be defeated. But Prabhupada is saying, doesn't matter. Krishna sees the service. Jatayu challenged Ravana. He was defeated. He cut off his wing. But Ram came and he cremated him. Ram, you know, tell the Lakshman to make his pair. And just like son cremated the father, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram cremated the Jatayu because he rendered service to the Lord. Though he was defeated, doesn't matter. This is what Prabhupada is trying to say here. Karmanyevadhikaraste mahafaleshu kadachana. That is the meaning. You have to work for Krishna sincerely, intelligently, and victory or defeat, it doesn't matter. Just like Jatayu was defeated. Fighting with Ravana, his wings were cut off. Ravana was very strong. Lord Ramchandra, he did his last funeral ceremonies because he was a devotee. This is the process. Not that we have to learn something extra. Whatever capacity we have got, let us decide to render service to the Lord. It doesn't require that you must be very rich or very beautiful, very boldly strong. Nothing of that sort. Sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaye ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidhati. In any condition, your devotional service should not be stopped. That should be the principle. That we are not going to stop any circumstance. And Krishna is prepared even to accept a little flower, a little water, patram pushpam phalam toyam, Bhagavad Gita 9:26. He doesn't say, give me very luxurious and palatable dishes. Then he will be satisfied. No, the real necessity is bhakti patram pushpam phalam toyam. Yo me bhaktya prayachati. This is real necessity. Bhaktya mama bijanati yavan jasyasmi tatvata. So we should not be pessimistic. We should be optimistic and try to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, because the situation is very precarious. Future is in dark because demonic forces are coming up. Demons are coming up and their only business is to destroy the Vedic culture, because a thief will never like a gentleman. A thief will always like to kill the gentleman. And nowadays, thieves and rogues are increasing, as Prabhupada said, but we need to increase the devotees. We need to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada so that our future can become bright. All the religious ceremonies of yajna are stopped by Hiranyakashipu. The resources meant to be spent for yajna are taken away by the demonic government. Everything becomes chaotic, and consequently the entire world becomes hell itself. When the demons are killed by the presence of Nrisingadev, everyone feels comfortable. Irrespective if the planet upon which he lives. Pitraloka, the resident of Pitraloka, they were very happy. They are glorifying Lord Nrisingadev. They were not living on this planet. They were on the Pitraloka. So when demons are killed, everybody, all the devotees will be very happy. So, this is the need of the time. Demons are increasing. Our next generation won't be able to live properly because these demons will convert them by force, either kill them, and then what is this? And there will be no oblation to the forefathers. Then forefathers will go to hell. There is a need of continuation of this Vedic culture. In the beginning, Prabhupada said that it is the duty of all the householders to offer food grains to all their departed forefathers. All the householders should offer. And if we cannot take care of our forefathers, then how we will be taken care of? We cannot be taken care of. Then hell is waiting for us. So the message of Srila Prabhupada is that we don't go to hell. Actually, Prabhupada didn't want anybody in the whole world to go to hell. He wanted everybody to go back home, back to Godhead. But still, it is my choice. Whether I want to go back home or I want to go to hell. Choice is mine. And if I follow Prabhupada's instructions, beyond any doubt, Prabhupada will protect me. He will save me and he will take me back home also. He will definitely take me back home, back to Godhead. and if I follow my own whims, my own mind, definitely my dirty mind is going to take me to hell. Choice is mine. Thank you very much, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question anybody has? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, it is beautiful, beautiful lecture. My question is that you gave a beautiful mantra that was Malin man ki har baat bekar hai. It is a very nice thing. But how to differentiate whether it is mind is saying or buddhi or atma?
Whenever you feel uncomfortable, this is your mind. Whenever you are not comfortable, when you are not feeling well, this is our stupid mind, our fickle mind. Like Krishna is asking Arjun to fight, and Arjun is refusing. So this is the mental plane. And if you obey Krishna, okay, I will fight. That is the super soul Krishna is saying. Simple. If we are not at peace, it means our mind is misguiding us, is saying this and that. And when we are at peace, it means we have elevated ourselves to the soul platform and we are able to control our mind. It's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Is there any Bhagavad Gita here? Prabhupada is giving purport in the chapter 2nd, verse 44. Samyag adhiyate asmin Atma Tattva Yathatmayam. Prabhupada is saying, when mind's in the Vedic dictionary, Sanskrit dictionary, Nirukti, when minds give up that to accept something and to reject something and try to understand the self, that is samadhi. Now mind is no more what you call bhogatyag. I want this, I don't want this. Samadhi means fixed mind. The Vedic dictionary, the Nirukti says, Samyag adhiyate asmin atma tattva yathatmayam. When the mind is fixed for understanding the self, it is said to be in Samadhi. Samadhi is never possible for persons interested in material sense enjoyment, nor for those who are bewildered by such temporary things. They are more or less condemned by the process of material energy. Is it clear, Mataji? Hare Krishna. Any other question?
When we think of the evils of government, we are meditating on what we don't want. So the problem is, by this law of attraction, the more you think about the political situation, the more you see how this person is cheating, the more you are drawn into that activity. By association, by protest, by anxieties of what will we do about this situation? We create more of that situation. And Mother Teresa, she said, don't invite me to an anti-war demonstration, but if you hold a peace demonstration, I'll come to that. So like this, we have the business of instilling the most positive alternative to the population in general. And we must be very careful that we don't fix their attention on the evils of the current administrations in government. I'm coming from a country, America, where the government is very, very corrupt. It is starting wars on false pretext. It is making a mockery of the democracy it is supposed to be. It is an oligarchy controlled by a few rich men. So this is going on. But if I meditate on that, and I direct my attention to that, I become very negative, very depressed. But this chanting, the business of chanting Hare Krishna, the business of serving the Supreme Lord, the business of worshiping in the temple, this is very attractive and very uplifting to everyone. You cannot attract the fly with anything but honey. You know, it likes the honey, actually. So, of course, the flies also like the stool. So they have the choice to go in either direction. But if we offer the honey of Krishna consciousness, I think that that positive offering is going to be much, much more effective than any kind of negative offering in terms of politics and adjustments to politics. The only way that these demons can be defeated is by the Supreme Lord. In America, I see their stranglehold on the population is so intense. It's absolutely, almost perfectly controlled. It can only be controlled, it can only be overcome when there is a positive alternative to those kinds of activities. So I think in Krishna consciousness, our most positive preaching activity must be to encourage people to chant the holy names and personally experience the uplifting result.
Finish?
Yes.
So you're trying to say we should not follow Prabhupada, but he's saying?
No, I'm not saying that. Civil disobedience can be there, but the disobedience is in a positive form. It is not in protesting, it is in the act of chanting and hearing and spreading the holy name.
That I already said earlier in my lecture, chanting is the gist, a sense. Hari naam hi saar hai. The essence is the holy name. You know, when Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan movement in Bengal, then what he did first thing? You know that? Lord Chaitanya was opposed by Qazi. I just read that. Lord Chaitanya changed the Qazi. He made him devotee. He made him his followers. Then he was able to spread the movement very easily. You cannot, how many, you know how many people are in India? You know how many people? 125 crore. 1 crore is 10 million. You can just multiply. 125 crores population is of India. Second biggest in the whole world. You cannot change everybody. Lord Chaitanya has already given the guideline. He changed the Qazi first. So if these leaders, as Prabhupada said, you know that your old devotee, you know what Prabhupada writing letter to Gyan Gamya? You know that what Prabhupada wrote to Balavanta?
You have my letter?
You know what Prabhupada wrote to Balavanta?
No, I don't know what he wrote. He wrote many letters to Balavanta.
Okay, one letter I'm reading. It's letter 4 October 1976. I am reading the relevant para. So many things Prabhupada is mentioning. The year after Prabhupada left for Gaulok Vrindavan, our ultimate aim is to take part in politics. Because Krishna took part in politics, we have to follow. But if people do not become Krishna conscious, it won't be possible. Actually, if we can take up the government, our movement will be very easily spread and beneficial to the people. We can make happy, peaceful men, God conscious. This is our aim.
My point is that first the grassroots must be developed. The grassroots.
Anyway, yeah, you were thinking in your own way, but Prabhupada has given the guideline. And he's saying ultimate. What is the meaning of ultimate? If the leaders are changed, one leader controls lakhs of people. He can change those lakhs of people. Suppose one MP has 6 lakh, maybe 1 million people under him. If one MP becomes Krishna conscious, he can make 1 million people Krishna conscious. And yatha raya tatha praja. If the leaders are devotee, followers will also be devotee. Yat yat acharti sreshtas tat tat eve taro jana. Whatever a big man does in the society, common man will follow. So big men need to be changed. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. This is what Prabhupada is saying. If they are changed, then world can see the peace. Otherwise, world is in pieces. Bad shape. Okay?
No, no,
it's
question.
Getting late. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram! Hare Hare! Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki! Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Pancha Tattva ki! Shri Shri Lalita Vishakha Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki. Bolo Shri 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 Nath Bhagavan ki. Nitoy Gaur Premanande. Nitoy Gaur Premanande. Granthuraj Shrimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki. All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada.